Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul. I'm here with Kyle.
Yo.
Tabitha.
Hello.
And Jeremy.
Hi there.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Did you get a new phone?
Saturday. It's the Saturday night, 8 o'clock. And we're podcasting here,
hanging out.
And now you fucking assholes have nothing to say after all those racist rants before the show started.
All of them.
To be fair, we were talking about Hulk Hogan's racist rants. So.
Yeah, they were not racist rants of our own.
Not this time.
However, Tabitha said she likes Hulk Hogan because he's...
No, you
she
will.
Thinks she, yeah. has, she thinks she has some things to say.
You will not. I clarified after I was reminded of the many racist rants of Hulk Hogan, I clarified that no, I didn't. When I say I like Hulk Hogan, I don't like some motherfucker named Terry, okay? I like the character of Hulk Hogan. I like the persona of Hulk Hogan. I like.
I know.
Even though I don't like.
I was going to get to all of this, and then how you said that David Duke was a good speaker, you just don't agree with it. Everything he says.
Get out of my face, Chris Paul.
I was like a young hipster white female with black frame glasses. Like, I figured, like, Hulk Hogan versus Iron Sheik, you'd be rooting for the Iron Sheik. Because,
no, in Hulk Hogan versus the Iron Sheik, I root for the Iron Sheik.
Of course, because, like, we can't assume that he's a racist, right? You're so woke.
No, he's just funnier.
He really is. The Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik slaps.
He's a top 25 Twitter follower.
Oh, 100%.
That dude doesn't give a fuck. He's like a famous Pete.
Yeah, if Pete talk more about fucking people in the ass and making them humble.
And if Pete had Iron Sheik's, money and fame, he would.
Who knows? I can't understand Pete half the time. Maybe that is what he's saying, Jeremy.
The fucker of Owen Rivas in the ass. The fucking bar show. I fuck a bar show in the ass.
You do bar show, I fuck you in ass. Make you.
You were cleaned by minutes or I make you humble.
Pete.
The funny stuff. Greatest in the world, Madison Square Garden. I pinned Bill Squire and fuck him in the street. WWF World Champion.
Oh boy.
Fuck Bill Squire on radio. Fuck Ramon Rivas and bar show. Make Cleveland humble. I fuck Sam.
These are all things I have heard Pete just like basically say. His general message.
And you didn't think we don't have anything to talk about.
Greatest in the world. I fuck Sam all up and down Terminal Tower. Downtown Cleveland. Two men enter. Cocksucker.
Thank you, Pete, for the funny stuff.
I didn't know we had a special guest today.
Funny stop, reopen.
God, can you imagine? Imagine funny stuff post-corona.
Dude, they're reopening, like, in a week.
Cool. Cool, awesome.
I mean, I can't really shit on him. I'm sure he, you know, he's running a business. I don't know what I would do in his situation, but.
Modern Connor, suck my cock. Stage. I make him humble. Cocksucker. Marv Connor. A show with fucking Anthony Savat. I fuck them both. They suck on my cock. Greatest world champion. 20 stop.
Oh, shit.
Fuck him in the ass.
I have
the 21st.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. So, because I can hear him saying every fucking thing you're saying.
Yeah. Too bad Stan Pyatt's dead. Otherwise, I'd just have you call into his show as Pete.
We have real fastest comic in city, Duanda Mayfield, for a 2 weekend. Fuck Chris Harvey. You're not fattest. Duanda was robbed. Chris Harvey, not fattest. Chris Harvey, cocksucker. A fucking Ed Hominem attack show. Awards. A bullshit awards. They're fucking making up.
Oh, shit. I mean, he's right. Wanda did get robbed.
Wanda wrote it into my 600-pound life. I think if she wants to be about this life, she's all right. You go, Wanda.
Dave Heron was a little disappointed, actually. He messaged me. He's like, I can't even win fattest comic. What the fuck?
He was very disappointed. I feel for him, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's hilarious about making that a bootable category. Like, we could have just got a scale. Nope.
Nope.
Just let the people tell us.
In your opinion, who is the fattest?
I think the higher the chances go up that obesity is in the cause of death when you die, that it's more disappointing.
Right.
I'm wow, just... way to make it somber.
Right, yeah, wow.
Well, we're all living that truth, Chris. Dickhead.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Y'all got all fucking quiet.
You reminded us of our mortality, motherfucker.
Yeah. I was having a great time laughing at Pete.
Yeah, dude.
And now this you're
my
like...
favorite episode until right now.
Killing me.
Oh well, all right. Well, why don't y'all lead a podcast? Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
No, that's it. We're just done. Good show, boys.
No real pushback. Everybody accepted it, you know?
Yeah, fuck that. I'm mad.
You wanted somebody to be upset?
I don't want everyone to be mad.
Was there any other feedback?
Hmm?
So any more feedback? from the awards?
No, I haven't heard. Literally, Sam messaged me and he was like, "Ooh, big win for me."
Did he?
Yeah. Oh,
good, good. Hey, yeah, Sam.
Yeah, Sam messaged me. Let me see it. I think that's exactly what he said. Yeah, he said, checking out the ad homies. And it just went, a big win for me. And I was like, yeah, man, it was great. You and Marty were pretty close until the end there.
I didn't know that a contact had been reestablished.
Oh, yeah, Sam and I talk. Yeah. We've been talking, the last few months. He's been good.
I'm glad he's alive.
Good.
He's been doing good. Still working. He's doing great. We should have Sam call in.
Good news. We should have Sam call in.
We have Sam call in. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that a lot of the other winners heard it and just didn't acknowledge it?
Yes, I think probably most everybody knows.
You think so?
They're going high road? They're going to take the old high road and just not acknowledge us?
Maybe.
I know people are listening because I've seen the numbers, so.
Ooh.
I'm sure they've heard it.
157,000 people listened last week.
I know.
There's no way to ever use the phrase "I've seen the numbers" and not sound like an asshole.
I've seen the numbers.
Yeah, there were 200,000 people that listened to the episode, and you know we had a lot of votes, so we had a lot of people that were interested.
Yeah, they wanted to see how that thing turned out that the 200,000 of them voted for.
It gives you regions, right? Do we get any listeners from do we have anybody in Australia listening?
No.
I know podcasts are weird like that.
No, I don't think so. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, bring it up. I'm very excited.
Rabble.
Where do you guys go? Make your predictions. Where do you think the farthest that the Ad Hom Attack show has gone?
Cuyahoga Falls.
Dover. I imagine Tim Danko's
world famous funny stop comedy club.
Our biggest fan is in LA, bro.
Yeah.
Hollywood Chris Klim.
Hollywood Klim. My fave kind of Klim. Version.
Hollywood Klim.
He's living his best life.
I was wrong. We do have people listening in Australia.
Fuck. Yeah, dog.
Cool.
Hold ya.
Cool.
What's up, mate?
They just immediately stopped listening after that.
Yeah.
Australians are cool.
Yeah, dude. That...
Yeah, they'll be down with us. Do you think, okay, if we have Australian listeners, I want these Australian listeners to write in, and I want them to know what they think about the Ad Hominem Attack show, and I want them to rate if we say cunt enough for them, or if we should start saying it more.
I think if they're listening to this show, they're going to want to hear it more.
Exactly.
I just wonder if there are people out there in other countries that have like if it's a thing where they've just listened to a lot of podcasts based from Cleveland, just because they had to do research on Cleveland for some reason. And if they've put together between this show and other ones, a whole narrative.
You think there's somebody with pushpins in a whiteboard trying to connect the dots about the Cleveland comedy scene?
Yeah, there's someone out there with that type of word. And at the words at the center of it are the words Chad Zumok and cocksucker.
No, I think
it's like where all the strings intersect.
I think out there somewhere there's a Russian child learning how to speak English by listening to the Ad Hominem show.
Oh, that fucking kid's gonna come out sounding like the parrot from Aladdin then.
And how would that kid sound, Jeremy?
In Russian. Ah! In Russian, please.
Mama! Borscht!
What's the
bird? Pour it down my throat! I'm a naughty bird!
That is what that Russian child would sound like.
What is the bird's name? I can never remember.
Iago.
Iago. Iago.
I'm here for all those Disney trivia. Actually, no, I'm not. I don't know that much about Disney.
Other than Problem Child, is there an instance where Gilbert Godfrey was anything other than a bird?
I'm sure. I'm not remembering it off the top of my head, that's for sure, though.
He was that fucking duck in the Aflac commercials, and then he made a 9/11 joke. That was hilarious, and then he lost that job.
Oh, it wasn't a 9/11, it was the earthquake or whatever it was in Japan.
Oh, was that what it was?
Tsunami, yeah. It was a natural disaster, not one caused by brown people.
He did make a 9/11 joke at the roast of Hugh Hefner.
Did he? I think Gilbert Godfrey is so fucking funny. I don't know. People don't like him. I love him.
People don't like him are wrong. He's great.
Yeah, I love the guy. But I got to see him live like 2 years ago when live comedy was still a thing. So,
man,
he's good.
It'd be nice for that to happen again, but I'm not. I'm sorry, Pete. I will not be going to see you for when you guys are open up. I'm not ready yet.
Nah, same. I'm going out.
Hey, give it a couple weeks and see where it goes. Nobody really knows what's going on.
Exactly.
That's the thing, so.
It's not like I'm running out first day.
I've been out
all the time. See how the bodies pile up. See how the bodies pile up. Who knows at this point? Maybe it is a plandemic.
Even if it's planned or not planned, it's fucking killing people. So, like, ugh. It doesn't change what it's doing, so I'll get by on the science, and I'll put together the conspiracy theory later, I guess. Quick, cover all of our vents. They're listening to us.
Yeah, I didn't watch the YouTube documentary.
No.
Nah.
Nope.
I didn't watch that. This is funny, because also, like, documentaries of any kind, any dramatic music in a documentary just makes people believe anything.
Like
everyone's
making
so
a murderer.
Disappointed about how many people are sharing that shit, but like, what if like people think fucking Stephen Avery is not didn't get out of jail and do a freebie murder?
Yeah. The guy was a meth head in a fucking junkyard in the middle of Wisconsin. Like, it's not that hard to believe that he did kill somebody.
Yeah, I know. When you're on meth, it becomes an option.
I think Stephen Avery he went to prison the first time, and then, like, the second he got there, he was like, the minute I get out of here, I'm killing some bitch.
Yeah, like when Mike Tyson...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Fuck. I'm fucking you up. I'm sorry. This Zoom thing is terrible. God damn it. Sorry, Chris. Fucking shoot me.
Do it.
Snap him with the taser.
Yeah, give him with your long tasers.
I don't have one.
Get one.
Get a remote-controlled taser, and you just stick it in his neck when he's been bad.
Dang.
Can't you just mute me, put me in timeout?
No.
Force you to mute yourself.
What I was going to say, Mike Tyson did that. He did an interview about him raping that girl, and he was like, no, but I wish I did. And I was like, oh, shit. That's kind of what Stephen Avery did.
Dang.
He's like, he got out and he's like, all right, I'm going to kill somebody. They said I did it. I get one.
Yep.
Ain't that the truth?
And I'm going to bring that dummy along with me, Brendan.
Ah, that kid is shit.
So stupid. anyways, the point was in the right documentary format, people will believe anything.
Mm-hmm.
How many seasons of Ancient Aliens are there?
Oh, there's like 17. I just watched a YouTube video earlier where they mentioned Ancient Aliens. They literally were like, after 17 seasons. Wow, I'm really glad that became useful today.
Good. You get 12 points. Jeremy, say something.
No, I'm tallying the scores. Leave me the fuck alone.
Do I have more points than Chris?
No, unfortunately not. Chris is way in the lead.
Fuck this guy.
What are you working on?
This point system. You gave me 12 points.
No, I thought Jeremy was still... He said talk amongst yourselves a while ago. That's when he was checking for listeners, but I thought he was still looking up something.
No, I'm just wasted, so it looks like I'm looking up something, but I'm not.
For some reason, I just assumed you were in the background crunching numbers.
So we got listeners from Australia. Anywhere else weird or of note?
Ireland, the numbers Sweden, are pretty right? good.
What'd you say?
Ireland. And India.
Oh, hell yeah. I bet you know, customer service people, they just put it on in the office. Thank you, Chris. You really bailed me out. Tabitha left.
Listen, they're listening to us and helping no one.
Yeah. Give me your credit. They're just calling around getting old people's credit card numbers listening to the ad hoc and an attack show. They rip off a grandma and then one of them just goes, pussy work. Thank you, Colin.
I think that's what's bringing in the Indian listeners is that song.
If nothing else ever came of this podcast, I would love to see just a few people across the world send us their version of Pussy Work.
Oh, man, Pussy Work International Remixes.
Oh, my yes. God.
I can dream.
I was looking up beats for that, and then Clem said he was looking at something, so I was like, oh, I've got to stop, because if Chris Clem makes this, one, I don't have to do it, and two, it would be better if he did it anyway. So I'm hoping he comes up with something. Some fan art.
Yeah, I was listening. If he does it, he should get a hold of us and get better audio for the parts of the remix.
I don't even care if he rewrites it and just quotes it and puts it in there and makes a real clean track that we can put on Spotify and all other streaming services for sale. And then we sell enough copies of Pussy Work, we can have an ad hominem festival where we fly our fans from all over the world.
Yeah, and we steal all their money like Jeff.
Yeah. And then we can eat edibles in Tabitha's apartment, and it can be fun. We can order ice cream. It'll be a good party. Yeah.
I've got both here already.
What, ice cream and one of our fans from India?
To see that, you gotta find the OnlyFans.
It's just a live stream of him just, like, sleeping on my couch. Look, when are you gonna leave? And he's like, oh, I'm not gonna do an Indian accent. He's like, oh, you know, because of the lockdown. I cannot leave. Sorry, Tabitha. or like, fuck, and then it's just like, it's a sitcom we're going to get in like 6 months. Da-da-da-da-da.
So, did we confirm Michael Dragon? Are we going to be interviewing Michael Dragon next episode?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
We're getting to the bottom of it.
You guys remember when he started, did that open mic when he first met up with Jeff Davis? It was called The Dragon's Lair. It was over on the east side.
Oh, my God.
I forgot.
Did they call it that?
Yeah, he called it The Dragon's Lair. And it's the best fucking name of any show in Cleveland history. What a good name. The Dragon's Lair is badass. The Dragon Lair open mic.
I think what they should have done is had a cartoonist draw a little picture of him bent over with his pants off and called it Enter the Dragon.
Are we sure that his real last name is Dragon?
No, that's something we can find out, though, but I think so.
It's not.
You know it's not.
Isn't he upfront about it?
No, he claimed it was for a while. That it was his real name.
Man, I'll go into his bank and take one of his business cards.
Mike Dragon. Right. That can't be his real name. It can't be a real name.
You know, why can't somebody's last name be Dragon?
We bring him in on Monday, and instead of asking him about Jeff Davis, we just grill him about his Who are you? Tell us the truth!
Peel back your skin, lizard person! Michael Dragon started COVID. An elaborate scheme so he get everybody into the house and then he can take his skin off. Oh yeah, we crafted it.
That would be like, if that's his real name, that would be like if Ryan's name was Ryan Leathercoat. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's his Indian name, his Native American name. Ryan Leathercoat.
Leather coat's my spirit animal, fam.
Yuck.
Oh, hi, Mike Dragon. My name's Ramon Barsho.
Oh, hi, Ramon Barsho. My name's Pete Suck My Cock.
I guess I'm going the wrong direction. It should be badass.
I think we're losing Jeremy. I think he's done. I think this is it. You okay, dude?
I'm dead.
I've seen him come back from worse.
Say right. Just keep smoking.
Do you think there's people in?
I'm just trying to die. Leave me alone.
I was going to say, you're just trying to get COPD.
Yeah. I'm not trying to make it much longer here. I've had enough.
My
It does kind of suck, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean that in the least somber way possible, but this is all really awful.
Do you think the people in India listen because Jeremy sounds like their cigarette smoking coughing baby?
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
What does Iago think of Jeremy's coughing?
Fuck.
That fat buck's gonna die soon.
Oh, fuck you, Iago.
Oh, please make Iago and Pete fight. Please make Iago and Pete fight.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Uh-oh. We don't make Diablo and Pete Black.
An unmovable object. That's tough.
I have a question, Pete. Is the funny stop made of sand? Did you build it out of sand, Pete?
Fuck you, bird, faggot bird. Bird cocksucking faggot bird. I fuck you on stage in world famous funny stop comedy club.
Is Kyle it world famous because you build it out of sand?
I'll bury you in sand, you cocksucking faggot bird.
I didn't expect this fight to go quite like this.
The fucking Iron Pete. Iron Pete with the 12-inch cock.
He gets tired and it's just random.
It's not 12 inches with any girth. You've got a pencil dick, Pete, for the funny slap.
Drag him.
Iron Pete. Come on. It's only going to get more racist from here.
shit. So, how are we going to go about, do we do a roast for Jeremy?
And when he dies?
Money that way? Yeah, like, how are we going to go about, we can't let Kettler take this, or whoever else was nominated.
Right, yeah, no, we'll have a roast / bake sale in Jeremy's honor.
I think this is on Nick Urich and the Sad Boys. Nick Urich's got to drag him out to the dumpster. And then the Sad Boys got to put together a thing.
Oh, so the Sad Boys are getting the Jeff Davis Award, huh? Good, good.
Yeah. Either way, you're winning, Tabitha. You just got to split it with more people if, you know, your $37 turns into $27. If you do it with Sad Boys.
Killing me. Weighing me down. That's what's weighing me down.
Yeah, all the sweet, sweet tribute money that I'll drag out of people. I don't see that happening.
Jeremy, I think for your will, I think just a few instructions and like a drop of blood on it is probably legal.
Are you saying I should make my last will and testament?
Yeah.
Well, this is legally binding. It's a podcast. Nick has to take care of all of it. There, I'm done.
Thank God. Thank God.
No, now he's gonna fucking like write the longest eulogy for my career now.
Yeah. He's gonna write a play about
when I first met Jeremy. I knew then that I would be writing his eulogy. I just didn't know how many years later. Back in West Virginia, I'm not.
He's going to write a play about the experience of handling Jeremy's memorial called The Gentile's Burden.
He would say Gentile.
He would. He'd say it like it's the most profound fucking thing in the world.
To be a Gentile burying a half-Jew friend. Broadway, 6 weeks.
How's Lawyer and Jew coming along?
they're postponing filming because of COVID.
Yeah, it's on the back burner.
The lawyer's ready to get back out of there. The Jew's a little nervous. Makes sense.
Hey, I think Jeremy just muted us because Nick's in the room.
Oh, yeah, you can see Nick in the back. I figured it was because he was coughing. But no, you can see Nick in the back.
Yeah.
No, that's not why I muted.
Dang.
Nick! Hey, Nick!
Jeremy's wearing headphones, isn't he?
We pinned Jeremy's memorial on you. It's your problem. It's your problem now. Roll him around in that cat box and toss him in the dumpster.
We have fun.
He's going to die. And you live with him.
He's going to die.
I think I'd have to borrow a wheelbarrow and just eat him off the balcony into it.
See?
You heard the man. He's going to throw me off a balcony.
Imagine Nick throwing Jeremy off the balcony and he misses.
He's gonna end up doing it one night when Jeremy's just sleeping.
He's like
during a long sleep apnea pause.
Only if he's dead.
Ooh, chaos.
What, too much shit on
this? No, man, Nick, if this cocksucker stops breathing for 20 seconds, just toss him over the boat.
Yeah, I've actually had the thought that, you know, there are times that if Jeremy were dead, I probably wouldn't know it.
Did you guys' apartment smell that bad?
Well, a couple of days, I guess, like,
where did Jeremy go? All I see is his hat. He's sunken into the couch, dead.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm melting away.
What I'm worried about, too, is I was supposed to go back to work this week, so, yeah, if Jeremy dies in his room my first day back at work, you know. Like, I never opened that door because I wanted the cats to get in there and pop his bed.
So what do? You could go 3-4 days.
I don't know, Jeremy. I mean, how long do you think it would take for you to become rank?
Who knows? Probably immediately. Probably like the bugs that have been following me around all my life, just waiting for me to die, will feast upon my remains immediately.
Yeah, it started 20 minutes ago.
Well, just, too, like, being a smoker, like, my sense of smell isn't all that great, too. Like, I mean, it's great for, like, tracking a shrimp buffet, but it's not good for, like, noticing when someone's dead.
I'm glad you know that already.
There's a good possibility that I'll be dead for a while before anybody figures it out.
Probably not as bad as Lane Staley.
Oh, yeah. How long was he dead before anyone figured it out? It was a while, right?
It was like 3 weeks or something.
Yikes.
His dope dealer's the one that caught on.
I haven't seen this guy in a minute.
Dilly by that point.
Oh my god. Stilly.
Anyhow.
You goof. You big goof.
Holy boy.
How's that the new Solid Boys special that came out? How's that being received?
Everybody seems to like it.
Nobody's gonna come out and tell you it sucks. I guess.
Everyone loves it.
Good.
I mean, the one person who usually dislikes our YouTube videos hasn't shown up yet, so that's good.
Yeah, they haven't shown up.
You guys got a hater?
Oh, yeah, every video, immediately, like, it seems like sometimes. At least one dislike.
Is it George Dunn?
It's plausible, but unfair.
It's like some former, like an ex-sad boy.
Yeah, it's you, Chris.
It's not. I like all the videos.
I mean, I don't feel like it's sad because he wants us to stay possible people he can ask for money.
They were all from Jeremy when he was in Colorado. Now he's back, so we can't do it anymore.
When he was going by Jer X.
Jer X.
Is that a real
Shearstein? It was Shearstein, but it was spelled like Sheer X T I O N.
Shearstein 69.
It's Jeremy's other personality.
I support it.
I left that personality behind in Colorado.
As you do. As one does.
I'm less hostile to white people here. I was very hostile out there.
Were you like the angry bus person?
Oh yeah, like I cussed people out on the bus.
Ah, shit.
Like the guy in Ghost on the subway platform.
Oh, I always had a reason. Ghost. I always had a reason. I just wasn't motherfucking the world. I took note of the people that were doing that, and they were fun.
People offered me.
It was cool.
They did what?
People would offer me snacks. They just wanted snacks. To feed me. Yeah, they just wanted That's to feed nice. Me. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I should start riding the bus.
Perfect timing.
Bus snacks. What's the best bus snack you ever got?
The best bus snack? Probably Mr. Good Bars.
That's Ooh. Fucking sweet. That's a good candy bar. Underrated.
I've never had one, actually.
The, you know, they come in a little mixed with the Halloween stuff, but that's what people know them by. They're your least favorite. I do remember that because we did that podcast at your house and you had a candy bar and I rated your Mr. Good Bars. I took all of them.
Because they were less, we ate all of the milk chocolate, the dark chocolate, and the crackles. And Mr. Good Bars was just like, meh.
It's peanuts. It's like a peanut M&M.
I don't disagree that it's good. It's not really what like I want in a candy. Like I gotta like want just like peanuts and chocolate to like go for that. It's just not like really something I'm wanting all the time.
Crackle is to the Crunch Bar like RC Cola is to Pepsi.
Right. Like,
come on, you get your own identity. I get the fuck out of here.
Mr. Good Bars. Carries why you so obsessed with me.
You know what I don't like is just chocolate by itself. There's gotta be something going on with it.
Yeah. I'm like sometimes I'll like chocolate by itself, but like I'm weird. I'm like picky about like textures and shit. So like I don't like a thin chocolate by itself. It's gotta be like one of those like little like Dove pieces or something, or like a Hershey's Kiss, but I can't just eat like a Hershey's bar, you know? Does it feel
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I've been kind of iffy about eating chocolate lately because if I don't immediately wipe up, it looks like I've been enthusiastically eating ass.
How are you eating your chocolate?
Apparently like a savage, because I didn't notice until I went into the fucking bathroom before the show and I was like, oh no, I can't look like this on Zoom.
First of all, if you're eating ass and it's not enthusiastic, kill yourself.
Yeah, and just don't do it.
Don't reluctantly eat ass.
Right, don't half-ass eat an ass.
Fair enough. Nothing worse.
Dylan, tell me I get pizza.
Nice.
Look at that. Pizza.
Timidly eating ass. It's nonsense.
Dylan just bent over, heard all that talk, just bent over in the hallway, and she ran over and just giving him a lick.
Yeah, that's just how it works. Pizza
back. I don't know. It's never appealed to me. I never once thought about putting my tongue on an asshole. It sounds pretty gross to me. But people are into it, you know, each their own. So I know nothing about the ass-eating culture whatsoever. I'm completely ignorant.
There's not a whole lot to it. Just don't do it timidly.
But there's not like a little, like, you don't just like go in and lick like three times and then like move on. You're like, you're eating ass for till completion every time. Or like you just sitting there like, and you're like, person's just, you done yet? Like, I don't know. Like, do you have to finish? Like, come on. I'm in here fucking scraping quarters. Can you come on already? You have to keep doing it? Like, I don't know. I don't know anything about eating the ass. So,
I don't. Just anything but reluctance.
Fair, whatever. Yeah, I don't want to hear you explain it either.
Yeah, no.
I don't know why I asked.
No one does. Ugh. Well, Tabitha just ran away.
Yeah, there's pizza. She said, fuck this podcast. She
took off.
She's just going to continue eating that pizza the whole time until we're done.
What, we got anything else to cover?
No, Michael Dragon started COVID.
We'll get the whole scoop next week.
On how he started
COVID.
He was tweeting. Abe Pyle was tweeting. I don't know if like he gets a follow and he automatically sends a, hey, thanks for following. Here's my website where you can donate money to my blog. I don't know if he's got like an automatic message tweet that comes out or what, but.
Oh, maybe it is.
Look at the page. Like, people must have followed him. And then, you know, because the link to his website that he tweets out don't even work.
Right. The website's dead. We'll figure it out.
Just fun stuff.
Hot on the case. All right, I think that's it. There's flies circling around Jeremy. Tabitha's gone.
Yeah. I'm going to Google eating ass.
Kyle's vaping. He's going to go off and educate himself about ass eating.
Did I miss anything else about ass eating?
No, not really.
Okay.
Kyle had very detailed questions about it that I didn't.
You didn't know the answers to?
Well, I do, but I don't want to reveal too much.
Your secrets. Your ass-eating secrets.
Yeah.
Basically, like, I just asked, like, is it like a blowjob to where, like, you can do it for a while and the other person, you know, they don't have to finish? Or do you have to, like, you got to make them come or whatever, you know?
It's just
that's why I just don't know. I don't know.
It's part of the process.
I'm assuming
it's just part of the process.
I don't have problems. I just it's not anything that I'm interested in. But now, like, I'm curious about that. Like, I'm assuming it ends everything. Like, that's the grand finale every time, or no?
No. Uh-uh.
You kiss? Do you kiss after eating ass?
No. You strategically plan, but it's not the end.
Okay, then that kind of answers my question in a roundabout way.
I think that's a good place to end the podcast.
Well, okay.
I mean, we could have discussions, but anyhow, all right, I'm done.
We're allowed to have adult discussions. We're all adults here.
Good night.
All right, Jeremy. We'll do two more hours on ass eating. First, your first step is to put on a bib. Bib and get a napkin across your lap.
Next, you get your utensils. Fork, knife.
Ooh, that's dangerous. A knife in the ass.
You need an apple for them to bite down on.
They never mentioned the knife and the rap song. You think they would?
Yeah, the sacred part of ass eating. We vow not to talk about it before we do it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for breaking the law.
We don't talk about the knife, Kyle. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You take that vow when they give you your ass eating goblet.
You get a whole goblet.
You get an ass eating goblet at the ass eating meetings.
That's pretty cool.
It's two little ass cheeks with a long stem protruding. And the goblet is on top of the stem.
That's badass. I'm going to try to buy one on eBay.
The top of the glass is much tighter than the rest of it. And then you clean the goblet. There's a little hose you put in there. Run vinegar through it or whatever.
Nice. All right, well, I'm all caught up. I'm still not interested, but. Take out my contacts.
Well.
All right, I lied. I don't have two more hours on ass eating. That's the whole thing. You get the goblet and the hose. And
you're done.
We're done. Well, I'm going to go watch the Sad Boy Social Club fucking special, half an hour long. I turned it on and I watched like 5 minutes. I was like, fuck, half an hour. I'm going to sit down for this, make popcorn.
Yeah, we didn't plan for that.
It just happened.
Yeah, we just kept throwing shit around, and when it all got together, it was 25 minutes, and we were all really surprised.
Good. Can't wait.
But now, yeah, we hope everyone likes it. It was a lot of fun to make. It was a lot of fun to have something to do besides just stare at my four walls and think about mortality for a while.
Yeah.
Oof. Appearance by Elton.
Hell yeah. Big ups to Elton. Elton put all that shit together. Elton did us. Oh, yeah. Elton did us real good. He got
Elton's the fucking man, dude.
Hell yeah, he is.
People, Elton's the fucking man.
Elton takes care of business.
Yep.
I stan Elton.
Do I need to talk more about Elton, or are we going to do the pigs thing?
Yeah, that's the podcast this week. Come back next week. Can you imagine?
That was me breathing fire.
Imagine things are so bad that we've been teasing that we're going to talk to Mike Dragon for 3 weeks. That'll keep him coming back.
Imagine their seats.
We were Barbara Walters. We're talking to Charles Manson. Yeah, come back next week for the Mike Dragon interview, for the big interview.
The big interview, the tell all.
That'll live do from pigs. The
Dragon Lair.